Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Scumbag Michael Cohen. Yes, the admitted thief, admitted liar. He said, hey, what are you going to do? I feel like I earned this money. I deserved it, so I stole it. Oh, there you go. Well, that's fine then. No problem. The defense now calls the attorney who advised Michael Cohen to the stand. This is going to be big. Robert Costello goes on the stand. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thanks for being here on a Monday as we get the week started off right. It's going to be a busy one. The prosecution has officially rested in this ridiculous scam of a trial. And now it's the defense's chance. And the first guy that they're bringing up was the paralegal. Now they're bringing up Costello. And Costello, this is key. I mean, he's the guy that came out, and we played you the clip last week of him. In fact, Matt, see if you can dig that clip up again, of Robert Costello saying, and he testified before Congress, Michael Cohen did not believe the Stormy Daniels allegations. Michael Cohen believed that it would be self-serving for Michael Cohen to go out there and protect Melania from the implications of the Stormy Daniels allegations, but he didn't personally believe them. He thought it would help Michael Cohen. He thought it would help endear him more to the Trump family. And then when Michael Cohen did not get the job he wanted, then like a true psycho, Michael Cohen turned on Trump and then made it his life's mission to destroy him. Michael Cohen's a clown. I mean, the guy's a clown. You know, you look at him with his dumb YouTube videos and his TikTok videos and, you know, going after Trump and the T-shirts and all the merchandise that he's selling. And I mean, he's a shyster. He's a scam artist. He's the clown. He's exactly look, I don't think all lawyers are bad. You know that. I'm just joking. But he's the very definition of a guy who is a con artist lawyer. And he's a very different definition of it. And then to secretly record your client without his knowledge, to use those what are supposed to be privileged conversations against your client, to turn on him in this manner, to go after him. I mean, all of these things that Michael Cohen did, it's outrageous. I mean, and then today when it's revealed in court that, yes, he stole money from Trump. Now, the court is wrapping up for the day, so it looks like Trump will be coming out and speaking in a few moments. We'll take it live for you, obviously. But this is a guy, Costello is a guy who is, I think he comes across very, very credible. I really do. I think he comes across credible. because he understands and makes it very clear what Michael Cohen's intent is, what Michael Cohen's interest is in doing what he's doing. Now, I've equated it before to the psycho ex-girlfriend or the psycho ex-boyfriend, the lunatic who, when you dump them, they don't go away and they make your life a living hell. Cohen's like that, only it's not a romantic situation, although he did say he loved Donald Trump. It's not a romantic situation, but it's a situation where he said, oh, okay, I'm not getting what I want. Well, now I'm going to destroy you. Now I'm going to make it my life's mission to destroy you. I'll show you. I'll show you. You won't make me attorney general. You won't make me your chief of staff. Well, I'll show you. Doesn't that sound so much like the psychopath that you break up with who says, well, I'll show you what life's going to be like without me. I'll show you what that's like. Now, let me play you this clip of Costello. It's a little bit long, but he tells Congress, and he's under oath for this, that Michael Cohen is lying here and what Michael Cohen's motivations are. You know, I would play you live from the court, but obviously this is not, we don't get the ability to have cameras in this courtroom, which I really wish we could. But I think what Costello is the judge said to clear the courtroom. I don't know exactly why. I don't know exactly if that means they're done for the day or if they're going to go back in, but the judge has said to clear the courtroom. Matt, are you seeing any updates from Maggie Haberman? I know you've been following her updates from the courthouse on what's happening right now.
I haven't seen anything recently, but let me check again.
All right, so check on that. In the meantime, let's play the clip of Costello speaking before Congress. Take a listen.
Cohen decided that while he didn't believe the allegation of the Stormy Daniels story, that he thought the story would be embarrassing for Trump and especially for Melania, so he decided he would take care of it himself.
Absolutely, and that is contrary to what this guy testified to in court in New York yesterday.
Well, and what's not being talked about is your next paragraph, like the reason and his motivation for that. So if you could just kind of walk through that for the committee.
Yeah, obviously, when we started to talk about the NDAs, and this is the very first meeting at the Regency Hotel, when, by the way, Rudy Giuliani was not involved in representing Donald Trump at that time. Cohen testified that it was a conspiracy between Giuliani and Costello as of this date. Totally false. In any event, he also said that he didn't discuss the Stormy Daniels matter with us, and he certainly did. I specifically asked him because he kept on going back saying, I can't believe they're trying to put me in jail for these NDAs. So I said, Michael, tell me about the NDA. Tell me about Stormy Daniels. What did you do? He said, I got a call from a lawyer representing Stormy Daniels who represented that she was going to testify that Donald Trump had sex with Stormy Daniels. Michael Cohen said, I didn't believe the allegation, but I knew that such an allegation would be terribly embarrassing. He said, it would be embarrassing. He focused on Melania Trump. He said, I didn't want to embarrass Melania Trump. He said, that's why I decided to take care of this on my own. Right. I went back to that several times. You did this on your own? On my own. Did Donald Trump have anything to do with it? No. Did you get the money from Donald Trump? No. From any of his organizations? No. From anybody connected to Donald Trump? No. Where did you get the money? I took out a HELOC loan against my property. I said, why would you do that? He said, I didn't want anybody to know where I got this money. I didn't want Melania to know. I didn't want my own wife to know because she's in charge, he said, of the Cohen family finances. He said if she saw money coming out of my account, she'd ask me 100 questions, and I didn't want to answer any of them. It was clear after talking to him for several days after that, whenever we talked on the phone or in my office, that he kept on bringing up the subject that he felt he was betrayed by not being brought down to Washington, D.C. This guy thought, he said to me, that he should have been Attorney General of the United States or at least the Chief Assistant to the President. Ludicrous, but that's what he thought. And he was very angry about that. He wanted to do something to put himself back into the inner circle of Donald Trump. That's why he took care of this on his own. There had to be a motivation. Michael Cohen is always working for things that benefit himself. And that's what he was doing here. That's completely different to what he said that he told the grand jury. That's completely different to what he's testifying to in New York.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious that everything Michael Cohen does is for Michael Cohen. He saw this as his way. He saw this as his way that he could impress the big guy, being the Trump, not obviously, and that he could get back in. Like I told you, I mean, campaigns are situations where other people come into the world. You know, prior to Trump running for president, it was Trump World was the Trump organization. He runs for president, and then other people start coming into his universe, his orbit. They know more about how to win campaigns, win elections than that goofball con artist does. And Cohen gets jealous. Cohen gets jealous of them and figures out that this is his way that he can endear himself more to Trump. And then when he doesn't get the job he wants, like a psycho, he turns around and boils the bunny on the stove. In this case, the bunny on the stove is this allegation that Trump belongs in jail. That's what's happened. I mean, that's where we are. You know, that's what it is. That's what it is. You know, and all of you, each and every one of us can think to ourselves whatever we want about people like that in life, but you know there are people like that, and you've seen them, you've dealt with them, you know this, you've seen it in your own world. You've seen people around you in life who you know are dangerous people, who you know are crazy people, who you know are people that are going to hurt you. And Trump was smart enough to figure that out about Cohen. He was smart enough to figure out that Michael Cohen is one of those guys who's dangerous. And then when Cohen didn't get what he wanted, he turned on Trump, exactly like people who were around Trump said that he would do. By the way, from the New York Times, they're in the courtroom right now. They're saying that the judge has ordered the courtroom is cleared. He was scolding the defense witness, Bob Costello, who you just heard there in a separate testimony before Congress. We will get the details of the scolding momentarily. But that is that's what's apparently happening right now, why the judge has cleared the courtroom. So we'll keep you posted on that. And I don't know if they'll go back in for the day or if they'll call it quits for the day or what. But that's the latest on that. So this is another thing, too, that I wanted to mention with regards to with Cohen. And you know, everything about this case comes down to whether or not it's moving the needle in terms of the election. It's taking Trump off the playing field, but beyond that, it's not changing anything poll-wise. In fact, Trump right now is leading in Arizona. He's leading in all the swing states except for one, although I think he's actually leading that one as well. But if you look at the numbers, for example, and you start to think about how he's going up in the polls as all of these trials continue, you have to think to yourself that that means then that people either don't care about this, or the effect is that they're saying we actually are doubling down on our support for Trump. Or maybe both things are happening, but just to different groups. According to the Harvard-Harris poll, 60% say Biden's economy is on the wrong track. Now, I've told you before, and I'll say it again, one of my Zuli axioms, people lie to pollsters about who they're going to vote for. They never lie to pollsters about how they feel about things. People are always honest about their feelings. 60% say Biden's economy is on the wrong track. 58% say Biden's economy is weak. 48% say their financial situation is getting worse. 54% disapprove of the job that Biden is doing. Now, the question is, how do you then turn around and then vote for Biden? Even if you tell a pollster, but I'm still going to vote for the guy, you're not really voting for Biden. You're not doing that. Stop it. You can't feel that way about America and then turn around and give this guy your vote again. Look, I can see it. I can see it back in 2020, if there are people who believe that Biden was the kind old man in the basement or something like that, and they decided to vote for the guy. But now you've got 4 years of the guy. You've got a record to look at. And the pandemic might have shifted people's ideas. And I'm not even counting the cheating and all the other stuff. If you just look at the base numbers in terms of support that people said they had in 2020 and compare it to 2024, even with the cheating, Trump is still outperforming. Even with all the cheating they managed to accomplish, he's still outperforming. So whether you think the election was stolen or you don't think the election's stolen, either way, Trump's outperforming. I don't know how then you feel that way about the economy, and then turn around and go, but I'm gonna stick with this guy. Stop. Let's see again here now. The explanation from, we're getting this right now, we're back in the courtroom. Judge Mershon was lecturing Robert Costello. I want to discuss proper decorum in my courtroom. If you don't like my ruling, you don't say geez, and you don't say strike it, because I'm the only one who can strike testimony in court. Now, he didn't clear the court and lecture everybody when Stormy Daniels was testifying about condom usage, just for the record. The explanation from Maggie Haberman, and keep in mind Maggie Haberman hates Donald Trump, is the following. Susan Hoffinger, the prosecutor, is objecting to many of Bove's questions, often successfully. Robert Costello had been ignoring the judge's ruling, so Judge Mershon warned him directly to wait for a ruling before answering. It happens again, and when the judge sustains an objection, Costello says, geez, apparently meaning to question the judge's authority. I'm sorry, the judge asks, glaring down at the suddenly reddened witness. Costello mumbles something in return, and testimony resumes. Not everyone around Trump thought calling Costello was a wise move, and we're seeing why right now. Jurors are watching the judges closely. Costello has been around the New York legal world for decades and prides himself on not taking flack from anyone, including apparently the judge in this case. Well, there you go. That's the latest on that. But they're apparently back in court now, so we'll see where this goes for the rest of the day. But I have to tell you, a lot of people on CNN, MSNBC, their legal analysts are mocking Michael Cohen now for admitting to be a liar on the stand. Mocking him for being an admitted thief. I mean, this case has taken a very bad turn. A very bad turn. A very bad turn for the prosecution. Their star witness is an admitted thief. And larceny, by the way, is much worse of a crime. Much worse of a crime than falsifying business records. Much worse of a crime than falsifying business records. In fact, the reason, I mean, the fact that Michael Cohen is not getting prosecuted for that says everything. It really does. But again, you have a situation right now where, and this is what CNN's Ellie Honig said, Michael Cohen stealing from Trump is more serious of a crime than falsifying business records. That's CNN's legal analyst. Danny Cavallos was on MSNBC going on saying he's no longer Tom Hagen. He's Fredo, but it's even worse than that now. He's an admitted thief. It's CNN and MSNBC's legal people saying this stuff. Larceny is way bigger of a crime. Stealing from Trump is way bigger of a crime than falsifying business records. Any credibility this clown had is gone out the window. And I don't think he had any credibility going in there. But if you're the jury now, think about what you got to deal with. You got to deal with the credibility factor of a porn star who, and again, that's her profession, that's her chosen profession, fine. But a porn star who obviously is using this incident, this alleged interaction, to enrich herself. So she's got motivation for that. She's hoping that people will subscribe to her OnlyFans page or whatever it is. Talking about salacious sexual details with the former president and the potential president of the United States of America is done to enrich Stormy Daniels. The jury also has to think about the star witness, Michael Cohen, being a liar and then also now stealing from the guy, secretly recording the guy. I don't know how the jury then turns around and goes, so these are the witnesses we got to work with here? These are the witnesses we got to go with to decide whether or not the former president of the United States committed a crime and should go to prison? And don't forget something, too. You only need one juror to turn around and say, this whole thing is BS. I can't in good conscience find this guy guilty when these are their two-star witnesses and they both disgrace themselves in court. Stormy Daniels' testimony was a disaster. The judge had to admonish her for all of her sordid, lurid, sexy details and condom usage and everything else. Had to admonish her and say, if I could, I would have just, I wouldn't have let any of this happen, but he did let it happen. And then he turns around to the jury and says, disregard everything you heard. The jury's not, they can't just, you can't unhear something. You've heard the saying before, I can't unsee that. Well, they can't unhear things. So everything Stormy Daniels said, they heard. But it's matched with the fact that Stormy Daniels is playing the victim card and she's enriching herself on all this. And she owes Trump over $500,000, $600,000. So she's clearly in a bad financial state. By going on about all these details, it only helps her. And then Cohen admits that he stole from the guy. These are the prosecution's star witnesses. Oof, man, it's a bad day to be Alvin Bragg. I'll tell you what. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter @RichZeoli. If you want to weigh in here today. and everything we are discussing. Hey, I got a question for you. How's the bathroom in your home looking these days? Does it need to be updated? Feeling a little bit outdated? You get a little embarrassed maybe when people come over to visit? Do you think to yourself, wow, you know, a new bathroom could really add some value to our home? Well, yes, it can. No question about it. And that's why Emmons is the choice when it comes to bathroom remodeling. We used them in our old home, and they're going to remodel the bathroom in our new home as well. The Emmons Design Specialist can remodel your bathroom in as little as 3 days' time. That's right, 3 days. Imagine that. A new bathroom sanctuary in your home for in only 3 days. A bathroom that adds value. A bathroom that you'll be proud to show everybody. You should reach out to them today by going to callemmons.com, callemmons.com, or 856-885-6677. Emmons is first rate. They take every detail seriously, and they serve our entire region. So they can upgrade your bathroom in your shore house, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware. And since we've used them before, I can vouch for their great work. And most importantly, I was happy, but Bridget was happy. And you know what they say, happy wife, happy life. So don't wait. Reach out to Emmons today. Let their design team figure out all the ways that they can enhance that bathroom for you. Every detail matters, from the choice of tile to the choice of the fixtures, and Emmons will make sure that you are very happy with the work, just like I was. 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or call Emmons.com. Upgrade your bathroom today. Call Emmons.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue along here on a Monday, big story of the day today is that scumbag lawyer Michael Cohen lied in court. We know that. He's lied before. And today in court, he admitted that he stole money from his client, Donald Trump. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. That big story brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge. So don't wait. Go see him today. So it was a big day in court with this admission. Even CNN and MSNBC's legal analysts were stunned by the fact that Michael Cohen admitted that he stole the money, although Lawrence O'Donnell tried to excuse it by saying, well, Cohen thought he earned it, thought he should have gotten the money, thought he deserved it. Because, you know, if you think you deserve the money, then it's okay to steal it, obviously. Here to talk about this, he's a former prosecutor. He's a criminal defense attorney, and he's part of Trump's legal team. David Gelman joins me, Gelman Law, right in South Jersey. Hello, my friend. How you doing?
Hey, Rich. I'm good. How you doing?
What a crazy day today, huh? I mean, this Cohen, what a scumbag. The prosecution, this is the star witness?
Surprisingly enough, yeah. This is a star witness, and I have a feeling that if the prosecutors realized how bad of testimony he'd be giving over the, you know, the course of his testimony, they probably would have never called him, and they probably would have never had a case, because this may be one of the worst witnesses you will ever have if he's your witness. I mean, Chris, as a former prosecutor and defense attorney, I've had murderers be more credible than Michael Cohen. So, what's going on today? It just boggles my mind. And then for him to admit to stealing about $60,000 from the Trump Organization is really just the icing on the cake. And the best part about it is, let's just say he was they decided to charge him with the theft, although they were not going to. That's actually a higher degree of a felony than what Donald Trump is being charged with right now. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, right? So this idea of, and this is what one of the CNN legal analysts said, that this is much more serious of a crime than falsifying business records is, right?
100%. Again, this is theft of money. And we're not talking about, you know, a couple bucks here. We're talking about $60,000. That is a high degree in New York. And also, Michael Cohen is already a convicted felon. That's something not many people are talking about. So this is another felony that he's committed. I mean, if you think about it, what other felonies has he committed? The only reason he admitted it today is because he got caught. And mm-hmm. I don't even think that the prosecutors knew about it. I think they were all stunned, just like we were, just reading about this and watching this on TV. So you are hearing about something that really is not there. Well, number one, it's not playing very well for the jury at all, because juries don't like liars and they certainly don't like thieves. And we haven't admitted both, you know, liar, yeah. Thief, Michael Cohen. So it's not playing well for the jury. I'm not in the courtroom, but, you know, my experience shows that they don't like this type of stuff.
Well, since you are the expert and you've been in the courtroom on both sides of this now, as the prosecution and the defense, what happens now? The prosecution has rested, as I understand it. Now the defense it's their turn. So now they're going to go forward with their witnesses. And then how does the process work from this point forward?
So, Rich, what's going to happen is, and right now I've been following it, where Robert Costello is actually on the stand, and there's some fireworks going on as we speak. But once he's the last witness for the defense, I don't see them calling anybody else. And what's going to happen is the judge has set for next Tuesday. I'm sorry, Monday is Memorial Day. So next Tuesday, closing argument. So what will happen is, the defense is going to go first in their closing arguments. And, you know, that'll probably be an hour or so. And then the prosecutor, they get to go. And that'll probably be another, you know, hour or so. From there, the judge also has to give jury instructions to the jurors, you know, of what they are allowed to consider and what they're not allowed to consider. So there are certain things they're not allowed to consider, not allowed to consider federal laws. So there's been a lot of talk about federal election law here and violations. They're not allowed to consider anything like that because this is a state court, not a federal court. Also, the judge is going to instruct them regarding the actual crimes that Donald Trump is being accused of and what the charges are. And I'm very curious to find out about that myself, because I don't even know what crime he's being accused of right now and what they're charging him. So, and nobody else is as well. So that's going to also be very interesting. And so what happens is, after he does that, the jury, which consists of 12 jurors, are going to go in the back and deliberate. And they're really going to be just talking amongst themselves, if you will, and debating. And that could take, you know, an hour. It could take a day or 2 days. I think something like this is probably going to take a couple days due to the fact that this is, you know, President Trump we're talking about here. So there, and there's been a lot of witnesses, and there have been a lot of evidence, even though a lot of it, in my opinion, hasn't been relevant.
All right. Now, and you need a unanimous jury decision, right, David Gelman? So that means that if one juror in either way says, I'm not budging here, then it's a hung jury, in which case then the prosecution could theoretically bring charges again, although, I mean, that would be insane, but they could theoretically do that. I mean, it's going to be hard. My opinion is that with New York, knowing New York, I'm sure there's at least one crazy lefty on that jury who thinks Trump's guilty of something no matter what, whether it's this case or not, and just wants to see him guilty. So even if the other 11 say he's not guilty, that one may just be a holdout, in which case it's a hung jury. And the same goes the other side, right, where there may be one person who says, look, I'm sorry, but this guy is not guilty here. There's no crime. I don't see what the crime is. So in either scenario, then, you get what's known as a hung jury, right?
That's correct. And you're exactly right when you're talking about a New York jury, especially a Manhattan jury. So you're not talking about all the boroughs. You're just talking about Manhattan.
Staten Island is not counted in this. We got to make that point very clear.
Exactly. So let's just say they're a little more bluer than some other places in New York, if you will. We all know. I mean, they are going to try to prosecute Donald Trump for ripping off a mattress tag, let alone something like this. But I really believe
I gotta interject here, counselor. Well done on the Fletch reference, by the way.
I'm glad you caught that.
I'm the mattress police. There are no tags on these mattresses. Well done.
Well, thank you, Rich. But I don't think that anybody is going to be surprised at all now if there is a hung jury. And look, because it is so liberal in Manhattan, and because the judge has been so biased, just outwardly biased, honestly, in his rulings, and obviously the prosecution and what they're trying to pull, I'm going to expect that you're going to get one or two jurors they're going to tell the truth to themselves. They're going to say to themselves, you know, look, I may hate Donald Trump with a passion, but what is happening right now, there is reasonable doubt, and that is what they have to have. If you find, as a juror, there's any reasonable doubt, which means if there's a 0.0001% that he did not do this, you have to vote not guilty. You don't just may or shall. You have to vote not guilty. And all the evidence that has come out and the testimony and the lack of credibility of Michael Cohen, their star witness, if you don't see that there is reasonable doubt, then you better go to a hospital because there's no helping you.
David Gelman joins me. Gelman Law is where you find him. He's a former prosecutor. He is a defense attorney. His slogan, just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty, which I love, by the way.
Thank you.
So absolutely. It's great. Now, let's think about something else here too in this case. And you know, I'm glad the Trump legal team has you as a surrogate because you explain this in very easy to understand ways. There are a lot of people right now speculating that the judge's temper tantrum against Costello, where he, you know, clears the courtroom and makes a whole thing about this. You know, we shared what Maggie Haberman was tweeting about this. I saw Caitlin Collins was tweeting about this. Some people are suspecting that the judge doing this, he didn't do this to Stormy Daniels. He didn't throw everybody out of the courtroom, and that by doing this, he's trying to hurt Costello's credibility as a witness. Is that something that Judge Mershon could be doing? And I know you don't know for sure, because how could you know what the judge's motivation is here? But is that something he could be trying to do?
I definitely see that happening. I mean, look, Robert Costello is a very, very intelligent, smart former federal prosecutor. I mean, we've seen him on TV giving interviews over the last week or so, and he's not mixing words. He knows what he's talking about. He's talking about Michael Cohen and, you know, again, how he's a serial liar. I will admit, though, you know, when you are an attorney and you're giving testimony, you do have to act with a certain decorum. I know Manhattan, the attorneys there might be a little different than what we're used to, but you still do have to act with some kind of decorum. And I know Mershon doesn't want to be, made to be fun of, if you will, or, you know, look bad. And I think he thought that Robert Costello was doing that because his rulings each time Robert Costello tried to talk was that he was getting overruled, and the judge was allowing for that overrule being sustained. And Costello obviously made some gestures and made some comments about it. I do believe, though, that this judge, with the biasness that he has, being that, number one, he should have recused himself way before this even occurred, before the trial started, but then also with the incentive or financial incentive that his daughter has in this matter, I could definitely see him, you know, trying to make Costello look bad if the prosecutors can't do it. It's almost like Judge Marchand is just another set of hands or eyes, if you will, for the prosecutors. It's really terrible, but it doesn't surprise me at all, because all of his rulings so far, especially today, it seems like more than other days, have been totally against the defense. And I don't agree with most of them. So what his motive is, I could definitely see it that he is trying to, you know, really hurt Costello and how his credibility with the jury.
I have a quote here from the judge. He apparently said, "He made me look ridiculous, and a man in my position cannot afford to look ridiculous." I don't know if that's an actual quote from the judge, but I think it's what he might have said.
You know, Rich, I call it black robe disease. And every now and then you get a judge that they think they're, you know, above everybody because they wear that black robe. And I got a feeling Judge Marchand probably has a little bit of that.
Yeah, or, you know, he ain't no band leader. You know, I mean, David Gelman, I mean, you know, you just never know. All right, last question for you, and I appreciate your time here today, and we're going to have you back on later this week, because this is going to be a big week, obviously, in all this. You said that you don't think they should call anybody else besides Costello. Now, what is your strategy with that? If you're the defense right now, you don't call back Stormy Daniels, you don't call anybody else, there's nobody else from the Trump Organization, that's it. Oh, it's Costello, and then you call it a day and let it go. Why what's your thinking for that?
So when you're trying a case, all right, and you think that you have a pretty damn good case and you have a winner, and here I think the defense thinks that exactly what's going on. The prosecution has to prove the case, not the defense. Mm-hmm. Well, the prosecution hasn't proven it because we don't even know what the crime is, like we just talked about. And then you have terrible witnesses, i.e., Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen. So there's really no other point to add on another witness. I definitely would recommend that I would do anything in my power to make sure that President Trump does not testify, and I'm pretty sure he won't be. But there's no other people you have to have to muddy the waters and or impeach the credibility of Michael Cohen. He pretty much did that himself over the last couple of days of testimony. And then Robert Costello is kind of like the nail in the coffin. He's going for the jugular. After that, you can rest and you do your closing arguments and just go at everything and hammer each item home.
Excellent point. Listen, appreciate your thoughts on this. For me, on both sides of this, as a prosecutor, as a defense attorney, David Gelman, it's really great to have your analysis, and we'll get you back on. One more point, though, since you are really good at reading these things, would you agree that Saturday night's edition of Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla was his best episode since March, when I was on back in March?
You know what? 100%. 100%. We had a watch party at my house, and I think I took a poll, and everybody said the same thing. It's weird. What was the common denominator, Rich?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, it could have been Katie Pavlich. It could have been Abby Hornacek. I don't know, but I was there for both, so it's hard to say, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, hey, excellent job as always, and, you know, you guys look like you have a lot of fun.
Can you believe Abby won the yellow jacket, though? I mean, I think I was robbed, personally, and I don't know if I can file an appeal or not, but it seems like I was robbed.
Did you have to give it back? Because I know, like, you got to keep it, right? So
no.
how did that one work?
No, she gets my sloppy seconds on that jacket. It's the same jacket every time, and and quite frankly, they don't dry clean it. I don't think he's got the budget for that on that show. So, you know, it's probably a good thing I didn't win it again.
You know, probably right, but that's all right. When the next time you go on, you just get it again, or just get a better one.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way to do it. All right, Gelman Law, check him out. He will help you if you are ever in a jam, and he'll be back on the show later this week. We'll talk about a bunch of different things. David, thanks, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me, Rich. Be good.
The Rich Cioli Show.
on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so if with summer right around the corner, I mean, Memorial Day is a week from today, which is insane to think that it's the start of summer, the unofficial start of summer, of course. Are you ready? And by ready, I mean, are you ready to take your shirt off at the beach, at the pool? Are you nervous about being harpooned at the beach, mistaken for a whale? Are you worried about, I don't know, man boobs or something? Listen, NJ Diet will help you. NJDiet.com. You do not want to deal with the shots and the hormones and all the other fugazi ways to lose weight out there, including the prepackaged foods and everything else. You want to do this the NJ Diet way. NJDiet.com. It's guaranteed weight loss, 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. And it works. And the best part about it is that there's a location close by you, King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, or Cherry Hill, or online, anytime that works for you at NJDiet.com. Call them today at 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET. You'll lose the weight for good. You'll feel great. And I'll be ready for summer, because it will be here before you know it. And 40 days goes by very quickly, and then you keep the weight off. That's the other thing, too. So you get the doctor's personal email, doctor's personal phone number. They're with you every step of the way. That's why the weight loss is guaranteed. And it's why people keep the weight off when they lose it. You know, I mean, a lot of diets, you lose the weight, you gain it right back. NJ Diet works, so make sure you don't. So reach out to them today, 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or NJDiet.com. And remember, there are a lot of these shots and hormones that are out there. You got to take them for the rest of your life. They're banned in a lot of European countries. There's a lot of side effects. And if you do that, you may be going down a road where you kind of wish you had just done it the natural way. And NJ Diet works faster than that anyway. So don't wait. NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, we are going to stream the 5 o'clock hour live on YouTube. So, excuse me, just go to the 1210 WPHT YouTube page and join us for that. We'll be happy to have you there joining us for that. So good, we'll do that. And we're waiting, I guess, at any moment now. Former President Donald Trump may be coming out to speak. When he does that, we'll bring that to you live, of course, as we do whenever he comes out and during this crazy, wacky trial. In the meantime, there's a number of different things, including John Fetterperson has responded to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Jasmine Crockett backs claims calling Marjorie Taylor Greene racist and defending the fact that she called her a bleach blonde and everything else that she said. So we got to get into all that. Joe Scarborough doubling down on the Russia collusion hoax, and Bill Maher defending Harrison Butker. By the way, I got to say this, and you know, Henry, I know you're the sports guy on the show, and I know DeSantis knows less about sports than I do, so I won't even ask him.
That
I won't bother.
Not true.
It is 100% true.
No, it isn't.
Had you ever heard the name Harrison Butker before all this?
Yeah, he was on my fantasy football team last year.
Yeah, he won me a championship this year.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he had a fantastic second-to-last game, which is the championship.
Oh, so you guys did know who he was.
Yes.
Totally. But he's one of the best kickers in the league.
He's probably the second-best kicker.
Yeah.
Besides Jake Elliott, you mean?
Yeah, Jake Elliott's definitely up there.
So this whole thing has been, I think, very good for his career. Would you agree?
I mean, the jersey sales have been going through the roof.
Jersey sales through the roof. You going to say something else?
Me?
No.
That's it.
What else is there to add on that? I mean,
there's nothing else.
He's standing on his beliefs It drives jersey sales, apparently.
It also seems as though he's interested in public speaking, and I guarantee he's going to have more opportunities to do that after this, quote-unquote controversy.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, to your point, nobody had any idea who he was until, 5 days ago.
Right. And then all of a sudden now, everybody wants to hang out with Harrison Butker and be his buddy, be his friend.
He does seem to be all over the place.
Including me, by the way. I want to be his friend.
He's got a great beard.
Bill Maher defended him. over the weekend. And I got to say, too, you know, I'm not a big fan. I don't usually watch Saturday Night Live, but I don't know if you this weekend, Colin Jost, who's the co-anchor along with Michael Che, they do this thing where they make each other read inappropriate jokes. And they don't know the jokes ahead of time. And they got Colin Jost to make a joke about his wife, Scarlett Johansson, which I thought was very funny. Did you catch that by chance?
I did not.
No, I usually thought they only did that towards like Christmas time, I think.
It's their season finale, so that's why they did it. Okay. Yeah. It was actually, I don't think I've laughed at Saturday Night Live in quite some time. It was very funny. And maybe we'll grab that for later in the week. The other thing, too, is that, and Susie Cool sent me this, so thank you, Susie. But Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are splitting up.
Yeah, I saw this on Thursday, I think it was. And I was like, dang, I wish he was here for this.
Right? So Ben Affleck has destroyed something else the man touches has turned to hell in a handbasket.
For a second time.
Right, because they were together before, weren't they?
Yeah.
During Jiggly?
Geely.
Jiggly.
I don't think that's how it was pronounced.
Jiggly. And that movie is still considered to this day to be one of the worst movies of all time, right?
Oh, for sure. And a total flop at the box office, too.
How much money did Jiggly make?
Oh, next to nothing. I think the only people that saw it was the only people that ended up watching it only watched it so that they could laugh at it. Sort of like The Room. Like, that's universally considered the worst film of all time. People watch it, but only so that they can mock it.
Geely, with a budget of $75.6 million, grossed $7.2
million. That's a loss, in other words, you're saying.
Safe to say, yeah.
Yeah, I'm no math guy, so you're saying that that's a loss.
Yeah.
All right, interesting.
That's horrible.
Jiggly. Jiggly?
Geely, I believe.
Hmm. Does anything work out in Ben Affleck's life? I mean, anything?
Goodwill Hunting, and that's about it.
I'd say things have worked out for him.
Oh, in what respect?
Well, I mean, I'm also with you. I don't think he's very good in anything he's in, but
nothing.
He has made it this far, and he has married, you know, Jennifer Garner and Jennifer
and
Lopez.
That. Okay, I ruined Jennifer Garner. Wait, he cheated on her with the nanny, who is not. I mean, you had one of the hottest. Like, people used to remember when she was on that show and she wore leather, hot, tight leather all the time. It was called Alias. Do you remember that?
I've never seen it.
You guys are too young for that.
Familiar.
Anyway, she was so hot in that show that there was actually a joke that was made on Saturday Night Live when they did Weekend Update back when Tina Fey and Amy Poehler did it. And before Jennifer became a household name, excuse me, they made, I get a cold or something. My house is always a petri dish with my children. They made a joke about, you're not getting the chick from Alias. That was the joke, because Jennifer Garner was just so, you know, in that show. He had that and still cheated on her with the nanny and destroyed that. Seems like everything Ben Affleck did. Then he was Batman. And destroyed the whole Batman. Like, they have to. Like, George Clooney's bat nipples were better than Ben Affleck as Batman.
He didn't just destroy Batman. He may have destroyed all of Marvel.
DC?
Yeah,
DC, no, he, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. Now, they've got to start over. I mean, he killed Superman. Like, they have to reboot even Superman. So Henry Cavill must hate him because they're going to make a whole Superman movie out of the whole thing. I mean, just everything about him is just a disaster. But I hate him.
But he himself is still standing, and he himself is still seemingly having a good time.
Is he having a good time, though?
Maybe not right now, going through another divorce.
And he has that horrible back tattoo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's a weird guy, I think.
He is a weird guy. And I will say this. He's only succeeded because of the people around him in other movies. Like, you brought up Good Will Hunting. Well, Matt Damon carried that movie, and Robin Williams. He just happened to be a side guy with a Boston accent. That's it.
He also co-wrote that, did he not?
Well, they say he did, but
Matt Damon was the brains behind that film.
I agree. And the other thing, too, is that his brother Casey, who's actually talented, who's actually a good actor and a good director, and he's very, very good, and he's not as well known as Ben Affleck, which is a unique situation where the lesser Affleck, Ben Affleck, is not as well known as his brother, who's the greater Affleck in that situation. But anyway, I'm very sad to hear that their marriage is splitting up. Apparently, he said if he could use temporary insanity as a defense to get out of his marriage, he would. 2 years that he and J-Lo were back together again. So there you go. I want to get her side of the story. I bet you her side of the story is far different. Like, he's a freaking loser.
She's not super popular right now either, though, is she?
I don't know.
She was getting just torn to shreds on social media the last several months.
Everyone gets torn to shreds on social media.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point. Everyone gets torn to shreds, but Affleck deserves it. Let me just say that. He deserves it. No doubt. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Trump should be coming out to speak, I would think, momentarily. We will we'll give you the latest on that. We'll follow that for you. 855-839-1210. And, yeah, we got a lot to chat about. We got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you as we continue with the show. I want to remind you, by the way, we got a live show coming up in the Grand Hotel in Cape May about a month from now on June 21st. We'll be right back.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.